This is VOA News. Be your remote. I'm Marissa Melton. There are now more than 12.8 million COVID-19 infections around the world, according to data from Johns Hopkins University. More than 567,957 people have died of the disease. The U.S. has roughly one-fourth of the world's infections at 3.3 million and more than 135,000 deaths. On the day that the United States reported a record 66,528 new cases, U.S. President Donald Trump was seen wearing a mask for the first time at Walter Reed National Military Medical Center on Saturday. That's on the outskirts of Washington. Two leading U.S. Democrats on Sunday condemned President Donald Trump's clemency for his longtime friend Roger Stone. The clemency wipes out Stone's 40-month prison sentence for political wrongdoing that was supposed to start this week. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi called Trump's commutation of Stone's sentence staggering corruption. She was speaking during an interview on CNN. U.S. presidential power for overseeing pardons and commutations is virtually unlimited, but Pelosi said legislation will be introduced that would in the future limit a president from commuting, pardoning, or offering clemency to anyone who's convicted of a crime linked to the president's culpability. Two Republican senators, Mitt Romney and Pat Toomey, on Saturday also attacked the president's action. Romney lost the 2012 presidential election to former President Barack Obama. He called Trump's commutation of Stone's sentence, in his words, unprecedented, historic corruption. An American president commutes the sentence of a person convicted by a jury of lying to shield that very president. From Washington, you're listening to VOA News.